Tony, it's looking excellent. It's an exciting time of year for us, of course. Really exciting out on the farm. We've just finished leading in to start the harvest today. The tractors are rolling out of Bushy Park.
Yeah, it must be a good feeling.
Oh, it's excellent. You know, I always appreciate the agricultural cycle. We're an annual crop, you know, perennial plants living in the ground, and it feels like the business just holds its breath for the last couple of weeks of February, and then, you know, we're into it. It's a really exciting time.
So how's the season been? Has it been kind to you?
Yes, it has. We had a good start in spring of 2020. Emergence out of the ground was consistent and reasonably even across the farm. Some rains at the right time there. Things were progressing. The La Nina was sort of evident that we had higher rainfalls and a slightly cooler growing season through October, November, December. And I was thinking, oh, maybe the plants are a bit slower this year. But through January and certainly through February, the presence of flowering sites and the numbers of hops on plants really came through. And so I sort of feel like I can say that it's been a good season for us and really hopeful, although we don't count our bale weights until they're dried and pressed, so to speak. I'm really hopeful that we're going to be sitting on a good result this year.
Will it be a record result?
Records are hard to set out there at Bushy Park. We've been growing hops out there for 155 years, so there's been some stellar results out there over those times. These modern varieties that we're growing at the moment do typically have higher yields per hectare than some of the older varieties. And we're always hopeful of a bumper crop. At the moment, like I say, it's looking really good and nice and uniform. Great colour, really good presence of cone sites, and the cone densities themselves are looking really strong. So, you know, here we are, fingers crossed. We've got the long month of March to go, and I'll be able to tell you a bit more about it once we come out of harvest at the end of March.
And it is radio. Describe the smell.
Tony, I still remember my first experience out at the Bushy Park processing facility out there, picking machines, the kiln floors, the noise and the movement and the dust and the aromatics in that picking facility nigh on causes my head to spin just recalling this overwhelming sensory of walking into the picking facility. It's really a moving experience. I think your very first time looking at a hop kiln and smelling those wonderful aromas coming off it.
Now the big question, workers, have you got enough workers?
We have. Our Bushy Park operation goes from, in rough numbers, goes from about 25 full-timers, and we add somewhere in the vicinity of 150 casuals leading into and through harvest. And pleased to say that that we haven't had too many struggles. We have a pretty good reputation as a good place to work, and we've been able to source labour. So I'm very thankful for that because, of course, it's not always the way. Our Victorian operations worked a little harder to secure the labour force they need up in the northeast of Victoria. But again, pleased to say that in the wash-up, we're adequately covered through a few varieties of ways in which we sourced labour for the harvest.
Now, growing and harvesting a couple of parts of the operation, but what about the marketing? How's the demand for the hops worldwide?
Tony, I'd say that it's excellent currently. I'd say that we've enjoyed quite a few years in a row now where the profile of our hops has continued to increase and the appeal for brewers and the styles that brewers are making now with some more hop-forward flavour profiles being accepted by consumers in many marketplaces around the world, including Australia, has meant that HPA has pursued expanding its production both in Tasmania and in Victoria, and our outlook is really strong. So we're quite heavily forward sold in future crop years, and we have long-run distributors in export markets who are very closely aligned and understand what we need and what value we bring to brewers, and they're excellent and equipped really well to deliver our message and our benefits to brewers around the planet. So we continue to enjoy that strong demand.
Is there any more expansion at Bushy Park? Are there any blocks left that you can take up?
Yes, that's a good point. Bushy Park's well covered in hops at the moment. It's a great time to be up in that area of the valley. We added 20 hectares just a couple of years ago. Now for us, it's about here at Bushy Park, it's about managing the mix of varieties that we grow to stay aligned with demand and make sure that we're making the most out of our resource base out there. So new additions of land for HPA as a broader company will most likely happen on the Victorian operations, but that does not stop us modernising and making sure that we're aligned with market demand on the Bushy Park estates.
And what's the most popular hop you're growing?
Galaxy still remains our most popular variety. We probably grow 60% of our entire acreage with Galaxy. And for us, the really exciting trend at the moment is that both our second and third sort of tier, even our fourth tier of hop varieties are gaining recognition and acceptance very rapidly. So we're actually under some real demand side pressure on all of our varieties at the moment. Although Galaxy is far and away our biggest single variety.
I know you're busy, so I better let you get back to it.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.